Rolling.
Rolling.
Roll call. Emma here.
Hey, Erica.
That's everyone.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Easy and affordable online therapy. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/broadcast. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/broadcast for 10%
off. Nice. Off.
Life is busy and your well-being is important. Athletic Greens makes it so easy to get the vitamins you need every day with just one
Too
scoop.
Easy.
Too easy. It's like, make it a little harder, AG.
I know. Rank is work for it.
Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D.
Get that D, vitamin D.
Get that D. And 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Visit athleticgreens.com/broads for a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. That's athleticgreens.com/broads.
Broads. Nice.
Welcome to the broadcast with your hosts, Ricky Hollywood and Emma VP. Starring those same two broads. Why am I still talking? Start the show.
Welcome back to the broadcast podcast. I'm your host, the girl whose hand is tired from signing footballs after a long day at Rams camp. Nice. The one with the most vibrant smile in Orange County, and the one who still hasn't quite figured out TikTok, Ricky Hollywood.
Woo!
And as always, I'm joined by my little buddy, the one who is one day away, hours away from 29, which is 1 year away from 30. The girl who touches her hair more than the average person blinks. The little squirmy skank herself, Emma VP. What's poppin', birthday girl?
Oh, not much, partner. You know I love being back in the saddle, spinning with you, spinning pure fucking gold in honor
Every
of my birthday,
time.
Too. I don't love the reminder that I'm a year away from 30. Now, I know this is the case of my own medicine, right? I've been doing this to you for the past couple of years. So I can't wait to get into my birthday section of the show. So that's a little tease. In the broadcast, we'll talk about it. I'm not feeling great about it. And that's another tease. If you want to hear like morbid thoughts,
So
that's coming up.
That's
coming your way.
That's good. But no, I'm excited. So right currently, it is, your birthday is tomorrow, which is August 1st. Correct.
Good day. It is August 1st. Yeah.
Yeah. So right
you
now,
you called me squirmy. By the way, that was.
Yeah, I don't know. I just figured I threw another adjective in there. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you haven't figured out TikTok? I like that you're being honest about yourself a little bit now in the intros.
Yeah, I'm working on it a little bit. Had a couple hits recently, but and by hits, I mean like not that great, you know?
Yeah, you mean like a few people liked it?
Yeah, like maybe three or four. But then I had like one that got like a couple thousand views, which was like pretty good.
Yeah.
But then I posted like a dancing TikTok in the rain on the field today. Doing absolutely horribly, like absolutely, like I should delete it. Horrible. So
why haven't you?
You know, I'm just just benefit of the doubt. Like I'm
stick
like I'll
to
just
your
leave
guns.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you guys. It's a special birthday episode because, like I said, MVP is 1 year away from the big 3-0. This episode is all about her. Have you ever listened to this episode, like this program, and been like, "Oh man, it's always about Erica. I wish this was about Emma."
I wonder if anyone has ever thought that listening to the show. I don't know how that thought could have ever come into their minds, Erica.
What? That it's all about me normally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. No, I know. I'm just like doing like a role play here, like a fake like, fantasy thing. You know what I mean? Because obviously, no one would think that.
Right.
But this episode is all about you, buddy. Okay.
Wow, I didn't even know this.
Yeah, we'll
I
talk
wish I
it
prepared
over.
More.
In the broadcast, you don't have to prepare. It's your birthday.
Okay.
And we'll hit the DM of the week. But first, let's hit quote of the day.
You know what they're about to say. It's the broad's quote of the day.
All right. Quote of the day.
Yes.
Some people's favorite segment. Famously, my least favorite segment.
Absolutely. Okay. So here is the quote of the day. And shout out to Jeff. Sent in the quote this week. And
shout
so
out.
I'm going to read it.
Amory
here.
Of Amory and Jeff, your future in-laws, correct?
Yes, correct.
Why don't you give context, Erica?
Yeah, that's true.
You should know
that's
that
true.
By now.
That's true. But okay, buddy, like you have to be quiet right now. So
why don't you say the ground rules again for any new listeners?
Yep. Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey, any new listeners, welcome to the broadcast of the show about two quirky girls who are unlikely friends who still have managed to do a show over 10 years in. And yep. Sometimes we talk about sports. We mostly talk about politics, as we talked yep. about on yep. last week's show.
Yep. We talk about
celeb gossip, really topical stuff. Sometimes we get into philosophy, yep. nuts and bolts of it all, you know, chicken or the egg. Sometimes we get theological, yes? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like God, we kinda, Jesus.
We cover it all. So I think, like you
are
said, Eric,
are they the same?
We'll never know. And that's something we'll talk about on the show.
Into that. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe even on this episode. I don't know. But yeah, if you're new to the show, you're listening to Erica because you saw her on Rams.com or, yep. you know, wherever they're putting their stuff out on social yep. media. That's yep. We just like to give a little recap. I think yeah. that's good. Maybe we should put that in the rundowns now, Erica.
I think so. Just
refresh
like,
everyone's memories about what the show is.
Yeah, I think that's good because I feel like even like the old listeners, like they've been yeah. listening for so long, like they could have forgotten too. You know what I mean?
100%.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we'll get into the Jesus and God, are they the same conversation a little bit later in the show. Okay, oh, so for quote of the day is where mm-hmm. we read a
hey,
quote.
Hey, real quick. Sorry I interrupted this mm-hmm. segment, by the way, yeah, to do yeah. that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind
and then I interrupted you by saying, I'm yeah. sorry about the interruption.
You know how I said, like, it's all about you, like, besides this segment. Like, this segment, you're not supposed to talk. Like,
you could have been more clear.
No, you've been doing the show in this segment for a long time. You know, the jingle mm-hmm. hits, I read the quote, we let yeah. it breathe, and then we move on.
And I say nothing.
Right. But every single time, you yeah. f*** it up.
I mean, shouldn't that say something, though? Shouldn't we, like, isn't there room for change? Or no? You think this segment is just this segment, the quote of the day?
Personally, I think this yeah. this segment should stay like.
Thanks for saying personally. Okay, so that's yeah. your thought.
Yeah.
Okay, but say the ground rules again. That's why I interrupted you in the first
okay,
place.
Okay, so normally in a normal yeah. show, it hits quote of the day jingle. You hear Jet do her little twang. Right.
We spent $10,000 on that jingle.
Yep. Yep. And then I read the quote of the day that I yes. curated because it's like this quote is really mm-hmm. you know it's our mantra for the day.
Okay.
And. Quote of the day once a week, and then we let it breathe, we let it air
weekly
out.
Quote of the day, yep
weekly quote of the day, and then we move on, like, and you don't speak
at all.
Yeah,
from the tee up or from the jingle.
You know what, you're really starting to piss me off here.
That's what you get.
Okay, here's the quote of the day of the
okay,
week
can't
sent
wait.
To me by Jeff. Okay,
shout out. Should I turn my mic off?
Yeah, just fucking hit mute, okay? I'm going to have Stacey, our editor, just cut your track. Just cut it completely. Thank you. Thank you for behaving. Those that stir the shit pot should be required to lick the spoon.
Hmm. Now, is that an original?
No, you have to let it...
Why? Erica... That quote of all things,
yeah.
you want me to sit here in silence and not respond to?
Yeah, you're gonna stir the shit
pot.
You
see
gonna,
how this is a
licking.
Waste of airtime? Our listeners' time is precious.
We would have.
They could be
out of this segment already.
They could
if it
be
weren't for
anywhere
you.
In the world right now. They could be with their children. They want to get back to their lives, and here we are wasting their time with this
right.
segment. Okay, now I'm getting angry. Why would you say a quote and then not have any response to it whatsoever?
Yeah.
Especially, well, you said it's from Jeff. Did he yep. come up with that, or did he find that
not,
somewhere?
I'm not sure.
And frankly, you don't care, it seems.
Yeah, because I don't want to talk about it. We need to move on, like, to the next segment.
I don't like this one bit. I'm never going to get used to this.
All right, you want to pay some bills, buddy?
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors. Pay some bills, keep us going. Gotta get that cash. That's what it's all about, Erica.
Get that cash. You know, besides the philosophy, theology... Mm.
Yes.
Scientology that we break down.
Sometimes.
You know, Parliament. We'll talk about Parliament a lot.
Sure. International governments of all kinds.
Absolutely. The most important thing that we also do is QVC, right? We
That's
sell
right.
things. We sell products.
We sell products. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's sell the shit out of this one.
Let's do it.
Today's episode of the Broadcast Podcast is brought to you by Chips.
Chips. Have you ever found yourself eating guacamole with a common steak knife, but mid-lick got pissed as f*** when you realized you couldn't eat the serving utensil itself?
If this sounds like you, chips are the edible spoon you've been waiting for your whole uneventful life.
Chips are crunchy little digestible scooper tins. They come in tons of different flavors, such as tortilla, barbecue, and wacky shit, like maple syrup shrimp and cinnamon sugar chicken.
Howdy, I'm Chip Chippersmith, the official spokesman for Chips, Inc., and soon to be CEO, once my great-grandfather finally kicks the old bucket.
Would you believe me if I told you that ever since Grandpapa Chips Sr. invented these tasty little bastards, the amount of finger-biting injuries has decreased by 430%?
You'd say, yeah, right, f*** you, Chip. How about you go straight to hell and never come back, you pathetic, womanizing, lowlife shit.
Oh my god, Chip. That is personal. And you'd be right about a few things, but that statistic is the god's honest truth.
People were smashing their hands into bowls of salsa and coming away with bitten, mangled fingies.
Ooh. Trust me, you need these digits if you catch my drift. Okay, wow.
Chips also are perfect for shoving in your mouth when you need to stop yourself from shouting profanities at your conspiracy theory spewing brother-in-law, or if you don't know what to do with your hands at a party.
Be careful though, chips will fill you up faster than you can say hors d'oeuvres.
Chips, the meal before the meal.
Shout out to our sponsors, Chips. Erica, we had a lot of chips last night. We'll get into that in my portion of the broadcast. That's a tease. A lot of people like chips, too, so this is good.
I've really never met anyone that didn't like chips.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's something. I don't like chips that much apart from tortilla chips. Like, I'm not really into just, like, potato chips.
Yeah.
But, once in a while, you and I will plow some tortilla chips together.
Oh, my God. The meal before the meal. Talk about the meal and the meal and the meal after the meal. And
amen, sister.
Amen. Jesus, God. Are they the same person? All right. Let's head on down to the broadcast, shall we?
Let's do it. It's the broadcast. It's the broadcast.
Okay, buddy, I told you this episode is all about you because it is your birthday. So what's going on with me at Rams Camp is the daily videos, they're doing well. Check it out on the Rams main account with over 1 million followers. I repost like one a day. It's called the Morning Minute. They picked
love,
like,
an alliteration.
They picked the worst person to do Morning Minutes.
The person they hired to be the face of the Rams?
Yeah.
The new talent? That's
getting
the worst
up,
person?
But like Morning Minute, I would do great with like evening.
Midnight
Erica.
Minute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Midnight Minute. You know what I mean? I'm just not a morning person. And so I'm up and at 'em super early in the morning. I'm filming my little heart out. I'm writing them and kind of pulling clips from pressers and putting them in. They've been pretty cute today. I stuck my head into one of those cutout things. And so it was like
a training camp.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, welcome, and I, like, say my little spiel, and doing pretty good at it. But, they're doing well, other than, like, getting up early in the morning. But I'm,
it's hard
I'm getting
to do.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I both, sister. We're not morning people. And
but
I'm not an evening person either.
But you do it, though. You do get up, and you're like, well, I have to run at some point, so I might as well get up. Like, you are at least do it. Like,
well, so are you. You're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my preference. The same as you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So if any... you know, Rams people are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about the hour, the early morning minute, and I'll
you
air
only
my
hear
grievances.
That, you only hear that kind of scoop right here.
No,
the
just
podcast,
kidding.
Guys.
I love doing it. It's been really good. And we've been getting actually some really nice feedback. Some of the one of the social girls showed me a comment today that was like, Ricky Hollywood's like the best sports team reporter I've ever seen. And I was
wow,
like, oh.
That's...
That's
a little over
pretty,
the top, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not a team reporter whatsoever. And like at the top, I was like, literally, like six kids like asked me to sign their footballs today, and I'm like, there's no way you know who I am. So like, they just wanted signatures on their football. But there were a couple people that were like, Ricky Hollywood, hey, welcome. And like some other girl, she was like, I'm such a big fan of you. And she was like, oh my God, I'm shaking. And like, we took a selfie,
that's
which
cute.
Was like really nice.
That
couple
is
of
nice.
Lesbians took my picture. I'm not sure if they know me from the Rams or just, you know, lesbo internet, which was pretty cool. So shout out to them if they're
listening.
You've
been getting a lot of fans ever since you were on Around the NFL. Shout out to that program. But like yeah. Training camp, even where you're at the NFL Network, people will be shouting your name. And then London, you're a celeb.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your star's so really, rising, sister.
Really working on that. Like I said, trying to really hit the game. I did do a TikTok on the Rams main account. So like I'm trying to do some more TikToks on the Rams account to be like, oh, that's the Rams girl or whatever yeah. too. So
that's good.
Connected I have dots. An interview coming up with Aaron Donald. So look for
nice,
that.
Nice, he's good.
And also Allen Robinson, who's also good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that. Allen Robinson went to Penn State.
Yeah,
talking Brett about autographs, to... you should get Brady an autograph. I'm sure yeah. you won't, but
yeah, no, I definitely.
I'll still
won't.
Say it. Yeah,
yeah, but that's cool. So yeah, it was cool. So I told you, and we'll get into it about your birthday dinner. But at your birthday yeah. dinner, I gave you an idea about like practicing in pads, and so I went to like the head of PR, and I was like, hey, listen, like I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to take me seriously. And she was like, okay, and I was like, excuse me,
no
I
problem.
Was like, thank you. I was like, listen, so it's very funny because training
What's
camp
her
is
name?
Different. I can't say.
Joanna's we'll make up name. A name. That's sort no. of the name of the game here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I want to. What's her name?
Joanna.
Copy that.
Yep.
What's her name? What did Joanna say? Oh, that's her real name? You couldn't come up with a fake one? Erica, you freaking did an improv showcase.
yeah, no, I just love her. She's just the absolute
All
best.
All right, shout out to really Joanna fun. Then.
Yeah, yeah, she's amazing. And I don't know. I didn't have her sign anything, so I don't know if she was joking with me back. But I think that it's a funny thing to, like, put pads on me, like physical pads from, like, Tampax, and be, like, okay. practicing in pads today. Because for, like, people not in football, that's, like, a lingo where they're, like, oh, today we're practicing with pads on. Yeah. Do you like that? Do you think that's a good idea?
I do like it. I think it's great. I think both Tampax would like it and the Rams would like it. You know, you're trying yeah. to get more female fans, and that's sort of the benefit of bringing in female talent. As you could, you know, reach them. I think I really do like it. I hope they do it. I hope that Joanna takes you seriously. If
yeah,
she's
no.
listening right now, Joanna, please take her seriously.
Joanna, let me put pads on myself and run around. I think that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hope she's listening. But yeah, so down, I'm actually in the hotel right now where the players stay.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So we be chilling down
You're
here.
You're chilling with the Staffords?
Yeah, and when I checked in, they were like, oh, Miss Tamposi, so we have you for 17 days. I was like, what? That is so long. But yeah, no, it's been going really well. I went to an escape room with my work colleagues. And I was the only newbie, so like there was like 10 of us. Very fun. I wasn't as like smart at the puzzles as I would have thought I would have been, if that makes
really?
Sense.
Have yeah. you done in the, you have done escape rooms before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but this one was like very convoluted, and there was actually like a lot of like real puzzle things where you like have to it was very, very tough. So
sounds my worst nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, you would
especially
be okay.
going with people I don't know that well.
Yeah, no, I've been doing pretty well, I think. Today I had
bet.
A good bit where I was leaving to go get Dunkin's coffee and
shout out if you're listening.
So yeah, so you guys, we're going to give you a little behind-the-scenes Rams info right now. So yep. at the training camp, it's at UC Irvine, mm-hmm. and there is the event center of the college, and, like, we have, like, our studio team, like, set up. And so there's probably, like, I don't know, 30 people that are
oh,
in
wow.
this workroom. Mm-hmm. Just it's, like, the workroom for media, right? And so this yep. morning I was leaving, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Dunk's. Like, does anyone want anything? And, like, there are 30 people, so I'm like, do you want anything at Dunk's? Do you want anything at Dunk's? And then yeah. I was like, you know how you kind of overuse a bit to make something funny? Then
yes.
I kept asking the same people, like, I'm going to Dunk's, like, do you want anything?
Yeah, very funny.
And then I started saying, like, I'm going to fucking Dunkies, kid, which is, like,
yeah.
a New England thing.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, I went outside and then came back and, like, yelled in the room. I'm like, does anyone want anything from Dunk's? And they were,
yeah.
like, get the f*** out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going well, I think.
That sounds like they're going well. I really hope that Dunkin' Donuts sponsors us now after
yeah.
all the time they just got
yeah.
On the show. That
yeah.
is a funny one, Erica.
Yeah.
You know it is.
Yeah.
Repetition can be very funny. The surprise of repetition.
The surprise,
classic comedy.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, you know.
Sometimes on this show, another thing we'll do is we'll break down jokes and we'll break down comedy as a whole.
Right.
As comedy historians, I would say.
Yeah, I think we are, you know, what they call masters of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think as the two highest paid female comedians, you know, I don't want to brag.
On the show?
Yeah, on the show. No, in general.
Oh.
I think it's like good for us to like teach people about comedy.
Yeah. I think it is good. People listen to this and say, hey, I want to get into comedy. I'm going to listen to them teach. They're kind of like professors.
Yeah. That's true. So I not much else is going on. I texted you or I told you in person and you were actually laughing harder than I would have thought you would have because you thought it was a funnier thing. And Brett, who's like, you know, Storm Samaki, super into weather, he knows who Dallas Rains is, who is the
shout out.
KABC shout out weatherman. Mm-hmm. And KABC, they were like, we would like Erica to be on air with us. Yeah. And so, you know, they went through my handler, shout out to Caitlin. Caitlin had to check with Joanna.
My handler, oh my God.
And they had to make sure I could go like on, you know, on air. And I was like, yo, let me do this. And so I texted
on Erica.
You. On Erica. That's awesome. Ooh, that's perfect, buddy.
You're going to use that for something.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And they say I lost it.
And that's the name of this episode. Uh-huh. Definitely. But so, you know, it's a whole chain of commands. You know, the handler goes to so-and-so, goes to so-and-so. Can Erica go on? Can Erica go on? And so then the cameras go live on ABC, and it's me and Dallas Rain, like, tossing the football. And I just, like, thought it was funny because, like,
it's so
whatever.
Funny.
But I didn't realize, like, your guys' reaction was, like, much funnier than I thought it would be. Like, you were – and I, like, apparently, like, they can't find, like, the clip of it. Like, PR was, like – I just got an email that was like, hi, Erica, I'm not able to find the clip. Like, we're going to reach out to KABC and see if they have the footage so Erica can use on her social media channels.
Yeah, they'll have it. KABC will have it. Yeah. I can't wait to see this. I think it's so funny. Most people listening to this program, you know, don't live in LA, but there's, it's a local weather guy. And his name is Dallas Rains, you guys.
Which is hilarious.
Which is funny. And he's like a character. Like, if you ever have the news on, he's just kind of, I mean, he seems great. Like,
he was awesome.
He just seems like a local celeb in like the truest sense of the word. Yeah. So the idea of Erica tossing a football around Dallas Rains, he kind of is a legendary LA weatherman, is just very funny. Like, I don't know what you possibly could have been talking about.
We were talking a lot about UNH and tennis, and
on air,
off air.
Okay,
on air,
what did you talk about on air?
On air, he was more like, "Wow, you catch pretty good for a little girl," like stuff. Yeah. Like,
oh, stuff Dallas, like that. Yeah. Times have changed, my man. Was this on the field?
Yeah, full blown on the field.
He was at training camp.
Yes, he was at training camp, and also NFL Network was there too, and someone who you know shout very out. Well, MJD, mm-hmm. was there. And I was like, oh, how's everything going? Like, good to see you. Him and Andrew Siciliano were talking to me. And I was like, I'm actually driving back up to LA for MVP's birthday. And MJD didn't even, like, look up from his phone at the thought of your name. Like, and I was sort of like, wait, you, like, know Emma, but that's okay. That's, maybe I didn't project.
I wish you hadn't told me that.
I think
that's
he was just like,
feel bad. I worked with MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew, for several years.
Yeah.
At the NFL. He definitely knows who I am. That's okay, great, good to know. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
And the other Andrew doesn't know who I am, so he probably was like, why are you telling me this?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to MVP's birthday dinner, and I thought that would get a reaction on MJD, but he didn't.
I would have thought so too.
I was pretty shocked.
Yeah, great.
And they were like, Erica, you should come on NFL Network. And it's like, funny, I'm gonna be on NFL Network more than I was when I was on NFL Network, you know what I mean?
That's what they get.
But I was like, nah, I got to go play catch with Dallas Rains. that's all about it. I mean, that's all I got going on.
What's been the best part of Rams camp so far, Erica? You know, we don't get to chat as much when we're both working. So this is kind of our time for friendship as well.
Right.
What's your favorite part? Pretend the listeners aren't even listening. Be your genuine self.
All right, listeners, just shut your little ear, your little cute ears off for a second. Your little cute listener ears. Oh,
they're the cutest.
You got your little AirPods in or your little over-the-ear headphones. So cute. So cute.
Giant-ass headphones.
Yeah, just take them off. Take your Beats by Dre.
Beats by Dre. Take
shout
Beats
out
by Dre off.
If you want to send us
this
a pair.
This is a moment for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two pairs, maybe.
Two pair. Well, no, a pair is two.
Well, when you're talking about headphones, you do call it a pair of headphones because there's two ear jaws, you know? So we're talking two pairs of headphones.
You guys, sometimes
two
we
pairs
talk about
plural.
Math.
A singular pair and then another pair makes two pairs.
Do you think anyone's listening or do you think they took their headphones off?
I think they took their Beats by Dre off.
Yeah.
I think
when are they going to know to come back?
Should we say something really loud so that if the headphones are away? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So my favorite part so far has pretty much been just like, it's really nice to like just be sort of like respected, which is nice. You know what I mean?
You hear that? Yep.
So, no, it's just nice. And everyone's just like, we want to make you happy and like let you do a bunch of creative stuff and everyone mm-hmm. there. And like also the team is like badass. Like it's just like yeah. a really awesome environment.
I love
and,
them.
Yeah. Me too.
I do. I mean, we kind of became Rams fans ish this yeah. season. Obviously yeah. we're front runners because they won the Super Bowl, but like we're rooting for them since we both live in LA for all this yeah, time. And
for sure.
We wanted you to be working for them. So
yeah, we've been kind of, you know, manifesting in the works for a little while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You can put your headphones back on.
Okay. Everybody.
Everybody come on back.
Okay. They're back now.
Yeah. Hey guys. Yeah. So that's about me still. That's about okay. me still. No Tesla.
Okay.
So that's that. Yeah.
Great.
Good Jet to know. Hasn't really done anything wacky to report on. Besides
you like
last
how I
night.
Put that in the rundown?
Yeah, you're like Jet up to anything wacky. She I couldn't even really text it to you when we got home last night because I was so tired, but Jet yeah. was like cracking me up in the car. Like I was like tears in my eyes, crying, laughing because she sings the words to songs like so wrong, but so confidently. But she yes. also like at one point was like, she said this out loud. She said, I feel like I'm in a music video. And she like kept singing and she was like sort of like moving her head. Like she was like trying to be like Britney Spears and she was like singing Usher and she was like, yeah. And like, but the words were wrong. And she literally like with a serious face was like, oh, I feel like I'm in a music video. Like she thought she was like the funniest thing. And unfortunately, I was like laughing. So I was definitely, you know, like, you know, prompting her. I should have not given in.
No, that's funny.
No, she was really cracking me up.
Love that. So she is up to some wacky stuff. Glad I yeah. put it in the rundown.
Yeah, good thing we touched on. Okay, buddy. So it's your birthday. Like, yeah. what are you doing? You know, you got about, I don't know, 6 hours by the time this airs.
Yeah.
Until your birthday, so something huge for your dinner tonight. I'm sure you and Brett have something huge planned, and you're just at the house right now just dying to get off air so you and Brett can do something super fun. What are you up to?
You don't want to do the ads first?
I do.
So why are you asking me about my birthday before the ads?
It's called a tease. Say, Erica, I'm going to tell you about that right after this. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I was really depressed and couldn't really wow. focus, and I didn't feel my best. And I was like, damn, I'm counting all my calories and working out with a personal trainer and spending a ton of money. What the yeah. hell's wrong with my body?
Yes.
And you know what it was, bud, buddy?
What?
I almost said buddy and partner, so buttoner. Mm.
That's good.
You know what it? Okay, but you know what it was? It's just vitamins.
What?
My vitamins.
You just needed vitamins.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's easy, and you know those little you know,
not enough
Tuesday,
or too many?
You know, buddy, not enough, I think.
Yeah, I think
and
so,
just
too.
not the right amount, you know
yes.
what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I like went to the drawer, and I had the little tube that was like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Sure.
Like you know
we
what
all
I mean?
Have them.
Sunday
yep.
again. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my God, all these pills. Like, I'm going to choke to
yours
death.
Yours has 8 blocks on
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. It has 8 days of the week because I was like.
I could tell that get confusing.
Yeah. So I kept screwing it up, you guys. But then I was yep. like, wait, Athletic Greens. So you guys, if you haven't heard about Athletic Greens yet, let me tell you about this.
Tell them.
Because literally all it is yep. one scoop mm. of this green little cute little powder. That you
it's
put in your, you put it in your water, you shake it and bake it, you yep. stir it in, you stir it up, and you just drink it, and it tastes sweet. It tastes better than you would think. Mm-hmm. Like normally, you know, it's really tough to get Emma to eat her vegetables, but this yeah. green juice is really good. So it tastes
yummy.
Really good. I sent it to all my family and friends. They love
you did?
It. I have Athletic Greens. I can show it to you right here, buddy. The travel packs.
Yes.
Because I bring it when I travel, so I put
you're
it
traveling.
In the morning. Getting up early for you know, all this content I'm creating. Got to make sure
yep.
I drink my greens,
get
my
them
AG1
greens.
On the way. You know what I mean? So it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, which makes me feel good. No GMOs,
yep.
no nasty chemicals or
nice.
Artificial anything while still tasting good.
Blech,
hey, buddy,
nice.
Remember how miserable I was at my last job?
Yes.
Yeah, so Athletic Greens supports better sleep quality and recovery, which is really nice that I that I really like. Hey, buddy, you know how, like, you've been kind of foggy and, like, mentally feeling, like, sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this supports mental clarity and alertness.
Thanks for letting everyone know. Yeah, it does. Good.
You know what I mean?
I got to, like, take more of them.
Yeah, and tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, but it's, like, important to choose, you know, one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb and you don't just, you know, just... You know,
flush it out.
Right. You don't want to just get it all out. And buddy, like, I know you have a job now, but money's tight, yeah. Right? So it costs you less than $3 a day.
It always is.
And nice. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. That nasty cold brew.
It's such a nasty, nasty habit.
It is disgusting. I wish you'd smoke cigarettes instead of drinking that cold brew.
I know.
Brew.
Anything would be better.
Anything would be better.
Than
Jesus
those $20 cold brews.
Oh, my God. You guys, Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Like, do you think that that's BS? Of course not. So jump on the wagon. Jump on the AG wagon. Right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup, like I said, of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? Me personally. Athletic Greens and me, on behalf of the broadcast, we're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D.
Vitamin D. Get that D.
And 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/broads. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/broads. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Shout out.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
BetterHelp?
Well, buddy, so you know how I totaled my car?
Yeah. you hit yourself with it. You totaled it ran myself into yourself. Over. Yeah.
Right. Well... Do you think I took good care of my car or bad car? Bad care of my car. That's all. That's a mouth.
I think bad, unless this is you're trying to set me up for something.
Yeah, I am. So, but like, what if I told you, like, what if you were like, hey, Erica, that's the car you're going to have for the rest of your life. Like, there are no give backs. Like, you can't just total it.
You probably should have hit yourself with it in your own driveway.
And your insurance can't give you a huge sum of money.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't total it then.
Yeah, right? Because that's how our brains work, right?
Mm. Like a car.
How we care for our minds affects how we experience life. So it's important to invest time and care into keeping them healthy, okay? There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain. Like learning a new language. I know you're learning Polish right now, buddy, which is super impressive. Or taking power naps, which has, like, been more my thing. You know, the early mornings,
that
like I
said.
That
has been more your thing.
Yeah. But you know what else there is, buddy?
What?
BetterHelp online therapy.
Nice. Okay? I should have guessed that. Yep.
So I am in therapy. I cannot stress it enough how helpful it is. You have a shit week. Things are going really well for you. And then you hit a little road bump and you got to get Kelly on speed dial and say, when is your next appointment? Because I need to get in there ASAP. Okay.
I need to unload all my shit onto you, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, you better get out your notebook, girl, because
there's
a lot this
out.
Week.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You're going to be dissecting, Kel. Yep. So BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat online therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. In fact, you're going to get a therapist faster than you're going to get a Tinder match.
Oh, you hear that?
Burn to you.
Burn
for not
Tinder.
Signing up with BetterHelp.
Yes.
All right. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/broadcast. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/broadcast.
Shout out.
Okay, buddy. Everyone's been waiting to hear what you and Brett are doing tonight. And you guys, I'm sure he did something super romantic for you tonight leading into your birthday because it's a weekend and, like, you have work. So what's he planning?
For my birthday, Erica, we're going out to a restaurant where we like in Santa Monica. Going to the Sprick Up.
But that's tomorrow.
Place.
But I'm talking about, like, tonight. It's the last night of the weekend. And, like, it's like, I'm
sure
the
night
something...
before my birthday?
Yeah, like,
because
it's going to turn to midnight tonight.
Yes.
And, like, it's like you're going to turn 29.
I see.
And,
I see
and
what
it's,
you're
like,
doing.
I'm sure he's planning something super romantic. So what is it?
Yeah. Yeah. He is at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert with his guy friend Eddie, our friend as well.
Oh.
They're concert bros. And they're concert broing together tonight. At the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. So that is what he's doing.
Oh.
And I now understand what you were getting at. I was like, damn, you're really kind of tearing down my pizza place plan. So, like, I didn't know it was that lame. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. He's had this plan for a while, Erica. So yeah, we birthday? Went out to
yeah.
dinner.
Yeah, it changes every year. That's true. So.
Yeah, but it's not my birthday. It's the day before.
Right, but do you think he'll be home by midnight?
I don't know, Erica.
So.
I don't okay. know. Okay. But so we went to dinner last night.
It's going to turn your birth. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to dinner last night.
So you're going to turn 29. Well, okay, and he's not going to... Okay, keep going, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. We went to dinner last night. We went to our favorite Mexican place, my favorite Mexican place, not your favorite.
Yeah, come on.
In Santa Monica, which was a lot of fun.
Very good, very good.
Just to lift up the skirt, Erica.
Lift it right up.
We were supposed to get there early, and by we, I mean you, me, Brett, and Jet.
Right.
To Broly do girls. A little broads about town.
Right.
We were going to do a little, yeah, we were going to throw it back to when we used to do... you know, woman on the street, broad on the street stuff.
Right.
When we were like in stores and like we went to the tire place and we went to get the bridesmaid dress. You got waxed. Yeah. We were going to do that at the taco place. Mm-hmm. But then you were late, as I probably expected. So then Brett and I stood around for 15 minutes and we didn't do it. I just want everyone to know.
Okay, cool.
That's all I have to say about it.
Okay, cool. That's good. That's
cool. Good. But I had a great time at the dinner with you and our friends Eddie and Jada. Great time. Margs were flowing. A lot of chips eaten.
Lots of chips.
Got a lot of, a couple marg pitchers, and we got some nice gifts.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got a nice bottle of wine from Eddie and Jada, and from you and Jetty, some very personalized, fun gifts.
We went all out this birthday.
You went all out for the big 29.
For the big 29. Really, I think we overshot it a little bit, because now for 30...
Yeah, you're gonna put something even more.
Yeah, that's gonna be completely different. So, kind of fucked.
But you got there. You got me this adorable sign. I got it right here, Erica. Oh,
let's see it.
It says Emma VP's Writing Lounge.
Oh, you gonna hang that up right behind you?
I'm gonna hang it up for broadcast sessions.
But not your real Hollywood writing job.
I don't think for my real Hollywood writing job, because they might think it's serious, you know. Like, yeah, that I am that, like, nerdy earnest, and, like, it for me, it's more, like, a broadcast thing.
Right.
And no one knows my name is Emma VP.
Right.
In the real world. I hope you're not offended by that. I love the sign.
No, I just think it would be very funny if you did take it seriously. Like, where you're like, this is my writing lounge, and, like, when I'm here.
I mean, that would be a lot to live up to. If you have a sign that says your writing lounge in the background of your Zoom in the writer's room, you better be bringing it every day.
In the writer's Zoom.
In the writer's Zoom. Yeah. Good. You got good that. Stuff. Yeah, you should be in the room. You ought to be in the room.
I know. That's funny. I should.
Yeah. hey, maybe next season. I don't know. We'll see if there's a spot for you.
Yeah.
But I love that. You got me a candle that was for writing.
Yep. What's it say?
A writing candle.
It says, light me when writing.
Yeah. It was a really great theme.
Yep.
Great theme. Because I write, you know, that's part of my life.
Yep.
And then you got me this awesome personalized blanket.
Yes.
Which is very soft, and you and Jetty pulled it out because it's big to do a big reveal, and it has a little baby dog, Evie's face printed on it.
Huge.
Surrounded by cactuses, which is sort of an inside joke with us.
Very funny. And I love it. Do you want to explain that inside joke?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I don't think it's appropriate. Like,
you know how...
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's just... Yeah. So it has cactuses on it, and... And my dog's
I'll bleep
face,
it,
so I definitely
okay?
loved
I'll bleep
it.
I'll bleep it.
Okay, good. Because, you know, there's a lot of moms listening to
there
our main
like,
demo
maybe
right now.
Like Rams people, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got to be.
Oh, definitely. Especially Joanna.
Joanna is definitely listening. For
sure. I mean, she should. And I hope she does. Maybe my coworkers. Like, I just can't be. You can't be talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was going to dinner tomorrow. What else do you have to say about last night's dinner?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really good. Thank you for, you know, having us back to your place after for quick quick
cupcakes,
sprinkles.
We got sprinkles, cupcakes.
You know,
shout
we got
out.
Sprinkles, guys. And Emma got one gluten free and five regular.
Don't you think that makes sense?
Not personally. I think
birthday though.
Yeah, that's for your birthday. Yeah, you should be able to get whatever you want. I think that's fair. I think that's right.
For my birthday, I should get what I want, but I think it also makes sense that I only got one gluten-free for you. And if it was your birthday, then that's when we start to blur the lines of how many gluten-free there should be.
Right. Well, I obviously historically disagree.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Historically, like, it is written, like, how much we all, you know, we all feel
this
that
isn't
way.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, for sure.
You and I've never argued about something stronger.
Yeah. So are you going to, like, snuggle with that Evie blanket and, like, put on, like, some Love Island tonight or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think so. I think that's what I'm going to do because Brett's at the concert. So.
Yeah, I guess the night. Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. All right, you want to get DM of the week and then get the f*** out of here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Anything else? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Anything else you want to say about turning 29? Some, like, you know, resolutions for the year ahead or anything?
No, I just, it's not a great feeling.
Yeah.
You've been there, you know, you're way times. Past it.
Yeah.
So it's not good to be like, oh, I got, you know, it's like one more year till 30 when it's like, you probably should have done this, this, and this, and you haven't. So right. That's, it's just
but
like
can
a
I
big
say that
reminder.
30 has been my best year so far.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
There's hope, you know?
Yeah. I hope so.
We've had some bumps in the road along the way.
Certainly.
But you know, 30s.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. It's time for DM of the week.
DM of the week. DM of the week.
Oh, yeah. For new listeners, that was a jingle we had made.
That was like an alt.
Yeah, and that was like the first like pass, and we were like, oh, let's add a little like.
We were like, oh, it's probably a little quiet.
Yeah, we're like, can you boost that in post a little
bit? So we did another take, but we were like, hey, we haven't used it, so we might as well.
That's
what you kind of do with music.
But also,
you know, we
spend a lot on production here at Broadcast. Corp.
Our biggest expense.
At Broadcast Corp, so it's important that, like, we can't really reuse it. So I don't have a DM of the week, but someone did comment on my TikTok. So it's not a DM per se, but
it's of a DM family.
But it, like, kind of, it fits.
Under
that,
the DM umbrella.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, we can't make a TikTok comment of the week.
Right.
Song.
Right.
We have 10 grand for that?
Yeah, just lying around? No. Okay.
Definitely not.
So this, I posted me doing something, walking around, throwing a football. It was very football-y and whatever. And AndyCat27 commented, make more broadcase. So
oh, that's good.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Andy. And not knowing the name of the show or caring so little that you misspelled it.
Yep.
In a three-word comment. I love that. That embodies our fans. I think that's why we wanted to use this one. And Erica's positive, too. And
right.
He wants more broadcast.
Right. More broadcast. And the good thing is it worked. Like, here we are. You know
making
what I mean?
Making more broadcast.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's pretty good. It worked.
Make
it just
more
goes,
broadcast.
Yeah, make more broadcast.
Do not beat around the bush.
Made us work. We got a new Apple review, but maybe I'll read that another time too. So that's the thing.
Is it not good?
No, it's very good. But I just we're kind of like low on material sometimes, so I feel like
okay.
But okay, I'll read it. Okay.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't know if you're gonna be upset by this, buddy, but it says Team Ricky 5 stars.
Oh,
literally my favorite podcast to listen to while I do cardio or run errands. Ricky Hollywood is hilarious, and I recommend it to all my friends. Excited for her new gig with the Rams, but even happier she's sticking around here.
Ooh. So you know what, Erica? A compliment to you is a compliment to me because we're partners in this.
Absolutely.
And that's
what's mine is yours.
That's right. And I'm really glad that this listener likes you the most.
Right.
And made it all about you, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, like loves 50% of the show with her whole heart, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's
right.
Great. That's a great one. I'm glad we took the time to read it and didn't put it off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a goddamn wrap, you guys. Subscribe, rate, review, join the subreddit, follow the Rams, follow me, comment on my stuff. Like, I'm trying to find the borderline of, like, is this too much Ram stuff, but it's my job, but it's also me trying to be fun, but it's also trying to promote my own stuff. So, like, just help me out. You
get
know
the TikTok
mean?
Muse up too.
Yeah, it's not that hard, right?
It's embarrassing.
Emma, anything you have to plug or anything?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, well that's good to know. All right, I guess. Well, I was typing in the Reddit to see like if there was any activity in there while you were gonna talk.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Big L is back in the chat.
Okay.
Have you seen this one?
No, but do you think we should save this one for next time, maybe?
Yeah.
Or you're already there?
I mean, I'm already here and it's pretty good and it's a classic Big L.
But I gotta do my laundry.
Yeah, but I think we should read this before we close.
Okay.
So it's titled, just because it's your birthday.
Okay, great. It's titled, yeah, just for my birthday.
Emma is a bad friend.
Okay, great.
And the subtext is, when your best friend is trying to get dinner with you and your response is LOL, that's just cold-hearted. What a B word. And then sexy Jet PT, who isn't Jet, by the way.
Yeah.
No, it really isn't, which is that username is very funny. Yes. Someone said, Erica looks to me like someone whom I will gladly hang out with in a group setting, but I will never make the effort to meet up with one-on-one for things like coffee or shopping. Seriously, would you want to hear Erica drone on and on about how many likes and views she got on her Insta?
Oh my God.
And then Big L responded, that would be painful. I'd rather put a campfire out with my face. So you guys, shout out to our listeners coming back every single week.
We couldn't ask for better listeners.
Yeah, we couldn't do this without you.
We love your honesty. We love the way you listen to every show, but kind of hate us. I don't know how we created this community. We have said it before, Erica, we created this problem.
So we have to live with it, I think.
So we have to live with it. This is something that we truly created. We manifested this type of response, and now, yeah, we made our bed and we have to lie in it.
So someone made a username saying sexy Jet PT, which I would assume is about my roommate, right? So they're so obsessed with my roommate, but then dissing me like so hard.
Yeah.
And you, rightfully so.
Big, definitely me. It started with me.
It started with you, but it ended on me, you know? So you should feel good about that.
I do feel good about that. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad that it came back around to you and it wasn't just about me being a B.
All right, well, happy...
Which I don't appreciate.
Happy birthday, you big bitch.
Wow, thank you. Thanks so much. That means a lot.
I love you. One more year till 30. You got this.
Love you, too.
See you on another time.
Next time.